Usually when you're listening, you listen to one particular song from one particular artist. But as you can see, this one is a mix. I mean, if we had more time, would have gone on and on. But well, I did mention that we have quite a number of interesting conversations coming up. And this morning, I've been joined by beautiful ladies. I have Madam Gina here. And I also have Lodina, the surprise. Lodina, we've met before, haven't we? Oh, we have.
I think so.
We have. Do I look different or you look different?
Either of them.
Don't mind me. Oh, but it's good to have you two here.
Thank you.
Hope all is well.
All is well.
Right. Gina is one woman. Sometimes I don't know how to describe her because she has a lot up in her sleeve. Mm. She does a lot. So, you see, you cannot call her a gospel musician because when it comes to that, she has them, like, you know, she knows them and she works with them. You are not a secular artist manager or anything, but you work with quite a number of them.
Sure.
And when it comes to technology, you also have that experience. You have everything in that space. Hey, Gina, so what are you?
I'm who God made me to be.
Oh,
I'm walking in my destiny path.
Amen to that. And it's good to have you here this morning. I don't think we've ever done this before.
Never.
Talking to you and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, today it's here. And congratulations on the successful launch of this year's Women in Worship.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Good morning to your listeners.
Good morning. Good morning. How long have you been doing this?
Women in Worship has been in existence for 8 years.
8 years?
Yes, 8 years.
Hmm.
Yes.
8 years.
Yes, but this one happens to be the 7th edition.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the 7th edition.
Yeah.
Before, for those who probably, we all skipped a year.
Yes.
Should I say yes?
Yes,
we all skipped a year.
Yeah.
And there was a reason for that. But I know for those of you who probably didn't follow up to the 6th year and are hearing it for the first time, would wonder, what is Women in Worship?
Women in Worship is just a gathering of gifted women that God has given, blessed with gifts to minister unto his people. Mm. So we gather women, not just women, men, any kind of human being that is on earth that must give honor to God. We gather them together. But just that our stage is graced by women that ministers unto the people of God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sounds really good. And this is something I have also followed over the years. I know you've done works.
Yes.
You've put artists together. You've brought artists for the first time in Ghana, especially Nigerian gospel artists who have graced the stage and subsequently have become like they've become family to the music industry.
Exactly.
But for anybody who is listening for the first time, who now knows you as the organizer or the person behind this particular concert, can you tell us a bit about yourself, Gina?
The name is Gina Emmanuel Aneti. I'm a very simple person. I'm always shying away from the camera, as you can tell. I'm just Gina. That's
all. Yeah, just Gina.
I'm just Gina.
Okay, so let me just take some people. let's just try and bring some memory back into the system.
Yeah.
I know that you literally have equipment. You finance a lot of, I mean, events, not gospel.
Yes.
And I know you've worked with Stoneboy.
Yes, Shatawale.
Shatawale.
The list goes on.
Oh,
the list goes on.
Because these are the names
that you.
The list goes on and on. And if I speak of events, all those, should I say, the screens you see, the trusses, and
the
all
lights,
the lights
sound,
and the sound.
Anything event.
Anything event.
Event, yeah.
You are the person behind it.
Yes, and the name is Gina, like I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I am the CEO of Jeanette Services. Mm-hmm. The name Jeanette is just my full name, Georgina Emmanuel Aneti, put together to create a company.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey.
And I've been in this industry I'm the only female trying to champion this so far.
Mm.
And I've been in the industry, hopefully 15 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, doing this alone. As the first person to introduce Les Screen to Ghana.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gina, do you make money of this?
For now, I'm not making money.
Yeah. Mm. because I know back then it was back to back.
And you know, as human as we are, if they see you going every day, they think you're making money. So somebody will definitely jump on and do what you're doing. So we have a lot of my type in the country. But nevertheless, what God has destined for you definitely come to your table. He will see you through.
And then we, those who come and say, I beg, give it to me.
Definitely, you can give up. They make up the whole, how do you call it? They make up the whole environment. That's what I can say.
And just like we said, how did that idea of women in worship even come about? Because, I mean, we'll say that we're all humans.
Yes.
And we are entitled to actually worship together.
Yeah.
And even when we worship together as men and women, it signifies something. But you chose to do more of the women's side. Why?
You know, women are the last born of God. And being the last born of God, we need pampering. And anytime we are hurt at home at some places, the first music we go to listen to pump ourselves are Christian music. So I think one afternoon I was in my office and then Jeremy came by and then we're chatting. And I'm like, Jeremy, this is what God has dropped
in
my
spirit. Is it our own Jeremy? Our voice, Jeremy.
Yes.
Oh,
Jeremy
Van Gashon.
Yes. I said, I want to put something together, like putting women together that will worship, come together to honor God for what he's done in our lives. And in doing this, it was my birthday then. I'm a September born. So I would love to do it in September. And it become my Thanksgiving offering to God for seeing me through the year. So for me, my year ends in September and begins in October. That's how come Women in Worship came by.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful initiative.
Yeah.
I know that maybe one will say that it's only for women to attend.
Never.
But men, I see men there.
Yes, a lot of men even patronizing more.
They sit in front.
Exactly. And you know, that's if you pick women, there's still men in it.
Yeah.
You understand? So we can't do anything without them.
Yeah.
And then even in existence or in creation science, they were created before us. We came out of them. So there's nothing we will do without them. So it's women in worship though, but there's a man in the whole sentence of women in worship.
Woo! Yeah. Well, she's not here alone. I'm speaking to Gina now, but our beautiful voice, Lodina, is also here.
Yeah.
Lodina, do you know I can sing too? But you see, I will not say it much because if I say much, the man behind me
will
knock me here. So today I'm not going to say much.
Okay.
But you will be the headmistress today. So me, I won't say much. And I know you definitely have a lot to share with us today as well.
Yeah.
I think the last time I interviewed you was probably 2 years ago. Two or three years ago.
Oh.
Two or three years ago. Okay. Bendash, you come and speak.
Let's play a song.
We should play a song.
Na senyum bi wasi dechia Enka wain kra na metu mama no Fisubini o fata yeye Aji wumpa
Such a beautiful song, yeah. And this is the voice, Lodina the soprano. Welcome to the studios of Hits
Thank
FM
you
once
for
again.
Having me.
You have a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I said, oh, tunyum na it's like it's so easy for you to sing. Hey, if I had that voice, nobody would have peace in this our Ghana. I don't have that voice. I can only talk. So I'll just stick to that. But how is it? How is it going for you?
Well, it's been good so far. I think the Lord has been gracious enough. So I give him all the thanks.
And in terms of events, ministering and all that, how's the connection like with especially, I mean, when you're ministering to people?
Well, as I said, it's been good. I mean, when I tried, you know, venturing into the contemporary gospel, I was a bit scared as to how people receive, because I do purely choral and classical, but the reception was good. I think people wanted that change, that variety. You know, sometimes they want to meditate, you know, not every time jumping up and down. So I think, you know, I can come in and do that, and then later they get active and all that. So it's been good. It's been good so far.
It's been good, and it's been a good decision too. I mean, it's not to say choral is not good.
Yeah,
I mean, choral is good, but I mean, to be able to do the both I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And congratulations
Thank
to you.
You.
We Thank love you. You. We love you everywhere.
Thank
so,
you.
Are you also going to be part of Women in Worship?
Yes, actually.
Hey,
yes,
Gina.
Hi.
In fact, you have brought the women.
You see, that's why I said it's Women in Worship.
Wow.
So there's in the for us. Yeah.
Ooh. Before that, I know that this is quite sensitive, but I mean, for those who do not know and who were waiting as of last year to actually be part of it, but maybe are not on social media, maybe are not close to you, or maybe are not friends with your friends, but just felt like it didn't happen because maybe
they decided
not to happen. If you can share with us if you are comfortable with us, what necessitated the break and then back to
let
now.
Me breathe in just to give him what he deserves.
Yeah,
there's a space in my heart for him still. I lost my beloved. It wasn't an easy task. I'm still mourning one way or the other. They said time will heal, but it's not easy. I think when I was entering your studio, I was still talking about him. And he plays a vital role in Women in Worship, irrespective of our differences at home. Hey, you are tired, sleep, blah, blah, blah. My artists are taken care of by my husband. And I'm missing him. And that vacuum has been created. Yeah, so I love my beloved. And I think I had to dedicate the whole year to him. He deserves it. He deserves even more.
Yeah.
So me even coming out at this time, people are wondering how she's able to do it, where from her strength and everything. But I lost my beloved.
We're so
sorry. As a widow putting out Women in Worship. So that's my widow's mite to God now. My thanksgiving. Asking him for rest.
Yeah.
That's the theme for this year. Rest.
Rest.
We hope both. Experience.
Bless you. And I'm sure that for those of us who know you and those of us who have been close to you and been on social media have followed it all.
Yeah.
But in all, we give thanks to God that you have been able to get that strength, like gather that strength today, up and gotten this running, and we're going to have a good year.
Time.
And I'm really excited about the artists that are on board as well, because they are not just artists, but these are great people. I want to say that I got to know Mercy Chinwo through your platform.
Exactly.
Yes, I got to know about the other lady. Is
Ada.
It Ada?
Yes.
Through your platform.
Yeah.
Subsequently, Mercy has been in Ghana a few times.
Yeah.
Not Ada, though. I don't know about Ada coming.
Ada. Yeah.
Yes, but I know that you have really big and serious ties with them. So, and then it looks like you were even the reason they had that collaboration together.
Dinah and Mercy. There must be a channel, and I'm the vessel carrying it.
Yes, I remember she granted that interview saying that as well. And bless you on that one.
Amen.
And we are grateful to have you today to speak on Women in Worship and also share your story with us. And we are just grateful to God for us. And for those of you who are not on social media, but I know that most of you are on it. So there's this saying, Gina.
Yeah.
Maybe today we will hear that story.
Yeah.
We've woken up where people say that they started their business with 5 Ghana cities. Others say they started with 20 cities. Some say that when they started, they had nothing. Please, how did you start your business, Gina Services?
Once again, let me say thank you to God for my life, for choosing me, to bless me, to bring me this far. was working with a company called Oceaners. Oceaners happens to be an oil company. Like when the crude oil came, they were supposed to provide a service to the oil that was discovered in Ghana. So being in the office, I was the office manager by then. Then my boss was like, we needed to do something that can fetch us money or so we win a bigger contract. So I don't know. There was those guys that come to my boss's office all the time, Conrad, Abbott, and Della. They were like, you know what? Let's do less screen business. So they brought in the screens. And how faith will have it or life will have it. I think at a point in time, one become greedy thinking the other is taking advantage of the others. So Conrad, Albert, and Della had to show back and leave my boss with a screen. And this is my boss who has lived all his life in the US. So how do you market the thing? How do you market it? Now, I look at him and I'm like, ah, Sheena, you're a marketer. A kinky seller's daughter who has hustled through her life. You're a marketer, so why do you sit and be doing office manager, when you can still do the job? So I didn't tell him that, but I spoke to myself on that grounds. So I started marketing the screens. So this is what I do. When I go out there to pick business, by then we're charging in USD. I'll come and say, Kwame Boots. He was very close to my boss. I'm like, Kwame Boots, this is the deal. The thing is, 5,000 USD. But the people giving me the job will take their cut. I will take my cut, leave it or take it. Then he will do, then maybe a few days to the thing, you say, Gina, go and bring it. So I did this, pull money together and started business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then it was not a small capital. I mean, yeah. How long did you do that? Like,
I think I was with him for almost 2 years. And then I moved to another company as a sales manager called Oceaners. Whilst I was away from him, I was still doing that business. I'll get a job, go and take the screens, and then provide it to people. So I put all this money together. So one of the day, I went to church and I was telling a friend that, you know what, God, this year my resolution is for you to bless me with so and so amount of dollars, because this is what I want to do. And trust me, it came to pass. And here I am doing screens and other things that event industry need, or any logistics that will make an event happen. Yeah,
I think we needed it. And especially for the gospel fraternity.
Exactly.
We needed it, because at the time, yes, yeah, we know the, I don't know, back then they call it the jazz.
Yes.
We had those instruments and other things, yeah. But you look like you gave a face,
yes, exactly,
to them. So you see a gospel event and you look at the how setup. The stage, the setup is being done, and you're like, whoa, this is it. So I think you have done it. And you know, I know sometimes people don't like to blow their trumpet, like, as in, I've done this, or I've done that, or I've helped. But I know you've worked with a number of gospel musicians.
Exactly.
Would you mind mentioning them? I mean, apart from the ones I have mentioned.
Oh, Dinah is one, Joe is one, MOG is one, and Prince Gifty is one. The list goes on, like I always say.
Wow.
I work with even the secular to most of them. And of event houses, media houses. How do we call it, both political parties here and there, a lot. The Lord has been very, very faithful to me.
But at the moment, I mean, looking at the time you started and now, what would you say is the challenge when it comes to the space now? Because now, as you said, there are quite a number of people who have come into the system. What would be that difference, or what would be that thing that you feel that you've done but things are still not the way it's supposed to be?
And so, like I said, as life is a transition, though. It's like you have people in your life today, tomorrow you don't have them. There are people you train for your company that you know they are very good, and then a competitor comes in and decides to offer a juicy something or put something into their head that, you know, when you leave here, this is what I'm going to give you. For me, that's some of the challenges we face in the industry. And then pricing is also one, because I don't know, people do not really know the quality of things you have. They see screens as screens, whether it is lace or not, you don't know. It's just screens. So I know what I have, I know what I'm offering. So I might price you somehow or give you a quota, and then someone might price lower. So those are the challenges we are facing. But nevertheless, they are part of the ecosystem and you can take them out. Yeah.
Gina, how come you, I think sometimes you should be joining conversations about event organization and all that, and because it's usually, it's always a, should I say, a conversation comes up and we don't have enough information, even when it comes to organizing events and all that. What do you think? I think you should.
I think it's something both of us to do together. We've spoken about it before.
Yeah.
And I think you're one of the people that even pushed me for my face to be shown as Women in Worship organizer. But then I was hiding. You see me with my school bag behind me and my jeans and t-shirts, and I'm hiding from the cameras. Yeah. Mm. So I think it's a conversation that we must carry on henceforth. Mm. And I think it's going to enlighten people and even corporate bodies to understand some of the challenges we face, so that when we run to them for support, they might know that, oh, actually they need it, they just don't need it for their pocket. Yeah,
very, very important. Yeah. And then the artists that are on board for this year's Women in Worship, they are not just artists,
they are vessels,
they are not easy to come by.
Yeah,
I know you have a relationship with them, but apart from that, definitely human beings will still take all.
Exactly.
How were you able to gather these people for this special day of the event? Because I know they all have events they do on their own.
Like you said, I think relationship is one of the things that had brought this event this day, or brought up this conversation. I have a very good relationship with Dinah, and wherever she is, I call her Adjoan Ponsa. Adjoan will not do her events without using my logistics, even if someone is offering something else. People might approach Adjoan behind me, and she'll go like, if you want to do it for me, then talk to Gina.
Mm.
That is something I love about Dinah.
Yes.
That one, for sure, I'll speak for her. Mm. And I have that relationship. Mercy is like a junior sister that definitely, when it comes to Ghana, Mercy will tell you, if Mama G hasn't approved it, I won't come. Mercy is like that. Same with Adatu. Mm. We created a good relationship when I visited Nigeria for Mercy's production.
Okay.
And then she was ministering, and I'm like, this lady has got something that I think I need to tap into. You know, musicians are not just musicians. They are vessels God has appointed to bless us through music.
Mm.
So looking at that, I'd wanted to bring somebody from the States, though. Mm. I wanted to bounce back bigger and larger. So probably people that were saying she won't bounce back and have low battery. But as God will have it, finances couldn't allow us. So I stood back with my team and I said, you know what? I think Dinah does it for me.
Mm.
Yes, as far as ministration is concerned, she ministers to my soul directly.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to Mercy, same, comes to the other Astids, and then comes to my in-law. Empress calls me in-law.
Mm.
Yes. So I said to her, and I'm like, all these three artists that I've taken, I need another one that has a hotter blood that could make it happen. Then I settled on Empress. But then, you know, you can't do Women in Worship all the time losing only the big artists.
Exactly.
Definitely, if you don't call, you never work.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they are crawling, I may say, they are not crawling though, but as compared to those I have up there, they are still coming up. And if we don't put them on these platforms, how would they replace this one when they are on or when they go on pension? So I serve through, and there are a few of them that I've worked with, that I have a relationship with. And I go like, you know, I want to use this person. I want to put this person up. I want to put this person. That's how come Lordina is part of this today.
Yep. And Lordina, that day, how many songs are you looking to perform?
It depends on the time I'll give it.
The minutes that I'll be given.
When she gives you, you pass it small. You pass it small, but I mean, what should people expect from you? Mm. I mean, I am happy about it, because when you all usually perform, it looks like it's always some bond. But by the time we say Jack, I'm sure you probably collaborate with all the artists after the show. I won't be surprised, because Gina has that magic of doing that. So I won't be surprised.
Possible,
it's possible. Eh?
Yeah, it's possible.
You have to make it happen.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah,
it is great to happen. But what are we to expect from you on the night?
I think we just should have an expectant heart. I mean, as the theme says, Rehoboth, it's a broad place, you know.
Mm.
It's about Isaac when, you know, he was digging some wells and facing a lot of
challenges.
Issues. And then there was one particular well, the third well he dug. He didn't have any issues. And he said, this was only by God.
Mm.
And this is a broad place. So the Lord has made room for him.
Mm.
So you should come expectant, whatever your issues are.
Mm.
You should come to that place with that belief that by the time you leave, there'll be a bigger door opened for you.
Mm.
Everything, the Lord will just level all the mountains for you. So, yeah, that's what we are. I mean, we the ones ministering to will come expecting something from God. So.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds really good. So you started rehearsals, I guess.
Yes. Ish, I have to.
You know what? Sometimes I ask myself. You all rehearse. Mm-hmm. You use your voices. Mm-hmm. You rehearse and all. And still on that day, you still have a voice to sing.
Yes. So it's what we do is ministry. So you can prepare and prepare, but on the day the Lord will decide what will happen.
What will happen? Mm. Yeah.
So yes, we would prepare and come.
Mm.
But then when you're on stage, the Lord, I mean, God also has an assignment. He has someone to touch and all that. So if he has to tune your voice in a certain way so that that one particular person gets saved, he will do that. So usually on stage, you're not yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not about showmanship.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So that's what usually happens.
I beg, just one last one, Nadina. Nadina, what kind of food should I be eating to get a good voice?
I eat everything.
You eat everything.
Yes, I eat everything.
They say when you eat banana, it helps the voice.
It's not true.
Hmm.
It's never true.
The banana with DJ.
It's never true. I eat everything. But you should know your system. Yeah. So for me, I don't eat when I'm about going on stage. No. Usually on the day, I don't even eat until I'm done singing.
Wow.
Because I don't want anything, you know, interfering and all that. But someone can eat. Some people even take alcohol before going on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not condoning that, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but
you
should know your system and what works for you, and then that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I've tried to find my system.
Hey. Oh, my God.
I was single. Bridash, I will sing. I know, I will sing. Mm. Oh, no, in fact, I've been singing.
Did you say you?
No, I have been singing. It's just that, like, professionally, I want to come out professionally.
Let's continue.
In all, when is this event happening? When is Women in Worship happening? And how can we be part of it? Who and who is supposed to come for this event?
Okay, like I said earlier on, everyone is expected to attend the event. People of God, Christians are supposed to come. People of God are supposed to attend this event. This event, if you want to be part, you need to acquire tickets. And the ticket is going for 70 Ghana cedis as economy, as we've teamed. And then business class is 150.
Okay.
This ticket can be gotten from Bachona Total, Committee 11, 1 and 2 Shell, and Airport Shell as well. And then if you dial 024-8810-96, you get your tickets, or you just go online at the comfort of your home, egotickets.com. Then you are good to go. You could just acquire tickets for a family, for friends, for your workers, sisters, and then they can turn up for that event. This event will be happening at the Oil Dome, Sam Kwanji Anchor's place.
Okay.
Yeah, at Sam Kwanji's place. And then at 4 p.m., the gate is open. We are promising that we want to start the event 4 p.m. so that in 5 hours' time, we are all out, because we'll be going to, even though it's a holiday the following day, definitely we need rest.
Hey, it's a holiday the following day. Then let's sleep there. If it's a holiday, let's just go through them. And when we finish, then we'll go and sleep at home.
Yeah. But like Lodina mentioned, as God that was going to dictate the pace, there are things you are going to rehearse, you're going to plan, that you're going to do. But when he decides to take over, you allow him to do what he's going to do. And I can assure you for a fact that the minstrels are going to actually allow themselves to be used on that day. Yes.
It's so good to hear that. And I can assure all the amazing women out there that if you're looking, if you're somebody who's been watching TV, listening to radio, or watching great women you look up to, or you want to meet them someday, my sister, you find them there.
Yeah.
I tell you, I mean, I sometimes I wonder how all these women, it's like as if they know, they know this is the time, and they all come in their numbers. And when they come, we all forget who we are, our differences, and we all worship God together. And for me, that's what it's all about. So on that day, which is 22nd of this month.
Yes.
So you can use now until that time to prepare.
Yeah.
We are not saying go and wear a Christmas dress. You can wear anything. Just look good for God.
Yeah.
Come and then have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that it's back this year.
Amen.
I'm so happy that we all get to be part of
exactly.
it. And I'm so happy that those who did not know will now know.
Mm.
And so if you know, you know what to do. And we'll all be there to support you.
Yeah.
And your numbers. But in case you want to reach you on social media, how do we do that as well?
On Facebook, I'm Favor and Grace. Normal Favor. My N is just the alphabet N, Favor and Grace. Instagram is Gila Elaneti. The same thing applies to Trend. The same thing applies to any other platform, Gina Elaneti. But Doreen, quick to add, Lodina is not the only artist that is on the
We have mentioned four, then Lodina. Yes. So there are more.
There are more.
You see, Lodina Gina, you want actually us to finish in 5 hours.
You see, the thing is, because even though it's the Rehoboth experience, we also team with the flight edition. So Lodina actually is going to announce the takeoff of the whole flight. Yes, he's going to actually announce the takeoff. And then we're going to do all female sort of simultaneity featuring Ife Grace, featuring Raffia, JOA, and HR Music. And those beautiful women I've mentioned earlier, in exception of Lodina, will be doing their own song, new songs all together on that day. So it's actually power packed.
It's power packed. Please, we all want to start with Lodina. And if we have to start with Lodina, we all have to come on time and start with Lodina. Yeah. Lodina, what are your social media handles?
It's Lodina the Soprano across all platforms.
No.
Lodina the Soprano.
It is the personality, the voice, all together on social media. Please, let's all make time to go. I know Gina doesn't play with her time at all. So if you are sitting there waiting that about 3:30, I may see no master, please, you will miss out on a lot. So make sure you are there on time. Let's go support and give thanks to the Almighty God. We're all still alive and we have a story to share. So let's go and get that done. Thank you so much, ladies.
You know, we can't leave here without thanking us. Sponsors.
Of course.
You understand? Yeah. We have to thank Equity Insurance, Mr. Fari, for being there for us. You know, Women in Worship have a CSR. That's where the work coming. Yes, we champion seven. We're doing market activation, school activation, church activation. We are still screening women on cervical cancer, educating them. And after the event, we're still going to donate to the cervical cancer unit in Kolebu. That's what we do. That's our mandate, actually. And then we also want to, Equity Insurance actually is a health insurance company. They are the ones supporting us for that. Serene Insurance came over to ensure the event. Belacqua, Bell Beverages, Bell Park, they are supporting us for beverage for the artists and then the crew. Celebrity Studios is giving out the studio for free for us to rehearse. You get it. The list goes on.
I want to
thank everybody that has supported that. Frito and A-Life and the rest. Some came in. NASCO, not forgetting NASCO. Some are products, but in quantifying them, their monies. So we thank them for always when we reach out to them, they don't give up on us. And to thank my personal person, Nana Sari. This guy is one guy that my husband brought to me one day. There are two. He said, work with them. And for 8 years, they've never disappointed me. Anyone else can give up on me. Excuse me, I have some aspect that when it comes, you can't stand it. But this guy knows how to manage me. And he's been the one that has stick with me for Women in Worship. All the work you see around is done by Nana Sari. And to my little one, Eduji Ahom Juju, I love you.
Oh. Eduji, you say he doesn't like me.
Eduji will like you.
The last time I saw him, he's going to his mother.
He's grown now. Why you bring him here? He will scatter everything.
We'll try and see him this time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I wish you all the best. And just like you said, it's Women in Worship, and we'll definitely come in our numbers to worship with you all.
Thank you.
Right.
Grab your tickets and be part of this encounter.
Right.
And you'll not be disappointed.
At all.
God is there to give everybody rest and settlement.
Amen.
Amen.
So that it's still Daybreak. It's here on Hits 103.9 FM. It's just the beginning, and we have more right here on the show. Just stick and stay.
J.D. Neti mi munu se nyami domiyo.
Chances to play with Betway. Every week you have the choice to pick your prize from free flights to free spins. Also, you can make the perfect play. Plus, you also stand a chance to choose your own prize from vouchers to electronics or the grand prize of an airline ticket. All of this exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get
education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. At Heritage Christian University, you're assured of quality education. Accredited by GTEC and affiliated to KNUST and UCC, we offer programs like Bachelor of Business Administration, Community Development and Theology, Theology and Ministry, Psychology, Nursing, Information Technology, Information Security, and Business Information Technology. Professional programs like ICA, CIMG, CIHRM, ABE. We also offer short courses on media and IT. What makes Heritage stand out is our experienced and scholar practitioner faculty, entrepreneurial training with financial support, ultra-modern facilities, and hostels. Qualifications for entry is WASI or SSC or GBCE, HND or Diploma Top-Up. Mature 25 years and above, Heritage is located at Amasaman behind the Olympic Stadium. Contact us on 054-777-7731 or 020-229-8399 or www.hcuc.edu.ga. Heritage Christian University College, educating compassionate entrepreneurial leaders.
Ghana Fway, tell us how the money from Monabo.
Everybody they love money, but what will they love past money?
More money.
Come join Telecel More Money promo, then win money.
More money, then even more money.
Journey be free.
You know how?
Just reload credit then data to be the lucky winner of the 1 million Ghana Cedis grand prize.
Every day then every week
we go dash money.
By the time the promo go end,
then we dash 3 million Ghana Cedis.
Make you no slack.
Dial *500#
or send win to 500.
Or you feel join for the Telecel Play app tour.
The more you they reload, the higher your chances say you go win in the Telecel More Money promo.
Just load,
win, then 10 millionaire.
Telecel. Connecting energies.
Terms and conditions, the NLA they regulate this promo for the Macaritas Lottery platform top.
Charlie, I stress.
Oh, senior, what be the issue?
Bro, another one caught up in again. I nearly get them this time.
Charlie, the over 1.5 messed me up.
Oh, Charlie, sorry. But wait, you don't get refund for your loss?
Nah, bro, that thing's half day. You hear some before?
Yeah, soccer badge they do. Them they call them soccer chance.
Ah, Charlie, you sure?
Oh, but why I for lie you? Just make your stake on 10 plus games with odds of 1.30 or more. And when it's full, you will get your stake back times 3. Come see my bets.
Hey, Charlie, this be interesting, oh.
I know, right?
Soccer Chance rules are simple. Bet on any of your favorite soccer league games with odds of 1.30 and more. The total number of games should be 10 or more. Now, here's the catch. Lose just one out of the many and you'll be rewarded 3 times your stake. This advertisement has been vetted and approved by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet responsibly, not for persons below the age of 18. Gaming can be addictive.
Football you want. Get it all on DStv. All the leagues, all the cups, all the matches live. Because when it comes to football, we've got it all day, all night. No matter what package you're on, you're always going to get football on DStv, your home of entertainment.
Ghana Fway!
Franco!
Esa the electrical appliances full from a just woo! Washing machines,
ancient woman in your pool,
CCTV cameras, and need all clear!
be you know that. So ba mobile phones, this iPhone, Infinix, Nokia, Samsung, any dia keka ho, any one accessories na. Franco. In a ubinya dia papa, ne Vodafone say Franco air conditioners, every 1.5, adequacy 2.5 horsepower. Samsung Franco TV, every 32, adequacy 85 inches. Franco, SSO tabletop, double decker, any chest freezers. And chain in a mahuadin kwa. Shisha Franco, kwabata bi e benwo. Nemo head office, a wada braka. Wani Roxy Cinema ne dien mre. Friend, 0246-422-338. In a 055-5939-311. Franco! Electrical appliances, papa. If he...
Wakey, wakey. Rise and shine.
Take a deep breath and relax. It's all going to be fine.
Time to get out of bed. Time to put on the radio. Oh, you've already put it on. You're waking up with...
Great hits.
Me dream you are saying, still la me nyansa. Say you madin to ya, I just say, wabo kronansa. God first, ye yi na tun chen, she she si kansa. Ya ton ye cry, ye komu bu we die, swem yansa. Ni pa fa si kan, wen wu no enu di o di kan. Abwe si kenti, obi di ni pen ya mani nya. Fabi ye se re, ye won home die, ye won kwa. E che che se den kwa, mrepa, no beba. Wuti pum puma wo bi di, ebi akubin kwa. Aja bossu koba, way na wudi jawai, any das one sign ye shemu na one from kwai, and then na ye tisuma, or chne be ye be wuhai.
I'll take my time, but time is the best you see me winning. On an hour, my mind, that's why I'm breathing. I'll take my time, but time is the best you see me winning. That's why I'm breathing. I'll take my time, but time is the best you see me.
It's FA 103.9.
That's why I'm breathing. I'll take my time, cause time is the best you see me breathing.
Minyaya mefa kwentia, mabre wase ye musio, ye pamini mebusuya, baby ya ye da ye dentu, asum ye de ewunya, fawun so dan kuko boom, wade fia se daka wudi webi be ye futio, mini flu, mini flu.
Well, his name is Chairman K, and he's right here in the studios of Hits FM. We're going to have that conversation. You know, when I see my fellow rappers like this, I get all excited. Good morning, Chairman K.
Good morning.
She's surprised.
Yeah, but this is not my song. I'm not a rapper. Yeah.
Oh, you're not a rapper?
Yeah.
But when I hear rappers, like, I get excited. Okay, you know, okay. I rap too.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Nice.
But don't ask
nice.
Me to rap.
Oh, you rap and you can't rap.
No, you
need to exhibit it.
No, you can't. You don't have to do that. When we have to rap, we'll go to the studio. Then I write everything. Then I rap.
Then you rap there.
Yes.
So apart from the studio.
I'm a studio rapper.
Oh, okay. I get you now.
So I don't do outdoor. I don't just give freestyles like that. Nothing. I'm a studio rapper.
Well, freestyle will let people feel your rap.
They know me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How long have you been doing music?
Yeah, I've been doing music for a long time.
How long?
My first album was out in 2003. 2003, yeah.
Have you been doing music since then or till now?
No, I paused to further my education.
Oh.
Yeah. My first album, it was called Ace a Drew, very popular in Kumasi, but a little bit popular here. So just like say, Me Tom Edruna me was my dom pa sikilili. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I paused to further my education. And I hold masters in mathematics education. And I also teach elective maths at the university. I've taught in University of Cape Coast students before, that distance learners, but I now teach SHS, elective maths and commerce. And I also write books. It's called Strong Mind Series. It's all over the country. And I write both maths and three books. Yeah.
You know when you said masters in mathematics? The core one, I know.
Oh, but mathematics is the easiest subject.
Do you agree mathematics is the easiest subject? He just said it.
It's the easiest subject. No. a subject you'll be allowed to use calculator to do and you don't have to chew everything. The more you follow the process, it leads you to other process. So why is it difficult?
It is. If I tell you,
no, the main reason why most people fear mathematics is their teachers at the primary level. They use canes to, you know,
force them to learn,
and that one. But mathematics, if you get a good teacher right from the beginning, you love mathematics.
We want to say something.
Why are you guys always asking us to find X? Can you find X and find Y?
Why is it always?
It's not find X. Find the value.
Algebra,
the value,
right?
You see, he's saying the value, find the value. But we are saying find X.
You can't find S. You find the value of X. So X value can be 5, it can be 6, it can be whatever. So you find the value of that.
You've done masters in it.
Yeah, masters in mathematics. And the time I was doing my masters, I was like a broomstick. You know?
So why do you say it's not difficult then?
No. You see, UCC, they will force you to learn.
Yeah.
You can't go to UCC and come back to, you know, they will force you to learn. So when you come, you know what you're doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you're teaching both core and elective.
Yeah, elective. I jam up in the senior high school, Ashanti region.
Okay.
And I also write mathematics and tree books. It's all over the country, Strongman series.
I think I've heard the name.
Yeah, it's all over the country, yeah.
Wow. I don't envy you. but that's cool, but that's just by the way. But why do you choose to do music?
Yeah.
I mean,
I started getting money out of music.
Oh.
In 2003.
Okay.
And the music is in me. You know, it's even in the family. My mother, you know, my sister. Mm. My sister and Mrs. Florence Obinim, they started Hallelujah Voices.
Oh, yeah. Florence Obinim, yeah.
Mrs. Florence Obinim and Julian Owusu, they started Hallelujah Voices.
Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, I also have a couple of, you know, cousins and brothers who are also doing music. They will come out very soon.
Wow.
It's in the family.
Wow.
And whilst I was, you know, doing my education too, I was writing songs. So I can't let it die like that, you know.
And now, I mean, I know that you've furthered your education. You're doing well with that. But you still want to do music.
Yeah, music. Music is like, if music is in you, there's nothing that you can do.
Hmm.
There's nothing that you can do to become it. We know a couple of artists. Even at their peak, they will say, oh, I've retired from music. Mm-hmm. But 2-3 years, you see,
they are back in.
Yeah, so true. Music, you can't retire from music.
Wow. Yeah. You know why I say that? Now, I'm happy to hear this because the last time we had a lawyer who equally went to school, did everything, but was doing music and still doing music. And now having a mathematician, a teacher, lecturer, I mean, you're also here and you're still doing music because it's done a lot for you as a person.
Yeah.
Wow. So how many songs would you say, I mean, after that album you released in 2004, how many songs do you currently have?
You know, that's we were doing album, about 10, 12 songs on one CD.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2016, I came out with Floating Stone, Lewin, other couple of artists, Asa Khalifa, Kuku, couple of artists. But that time I was not getting time because of the books that I write.
Mm.
And the books, if you are starting, is extremely tedious.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bring it, I don't go for interview. When you call me for interview, I don't go. So I decide, why don't I, from 2016 to 18, why don't I pause to, you know, make sure I settle everything with my business.
Mm.
Because if that time I had gone for interview, the business would have gone down the drain.
Mm.
So I paused, and now, you know, I have a couple of people helping me here, Accra. As is it now, we are at the peak of our business. Books is run first, but business is ongoing. And this is the time I'm promoting my music. So,
okay. So what kind of music would you say? You do rap or
no? I do high life, Afro pop, but high life is about 80%, and Afro pop and those rap, little rap. Yeah, okay. I don't write much rap nowadays. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, he can hire me. Chamanke.
Yeah.
Doreen, it should not be easy. Oh.
It's not easy.
Yeah,
it's
but Doreen, not be easy. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I see your face, I can't even see rap here written on them for
you. Thank you.
Yeah, I can
you see.
Yeah.
Rap, like you see. Where are you going to? You are saying who shall me move my song? Who rap?
He didn't see it.
Well. He saw it.
He's your teacher. Don't be lying to your students.
What? Like. What does he mean? Listen. Why don't you want Chairman K to take me serious? I'm a studio rapper.
I mean, was I talking to you?
Okay, you have a song with Amrado, and I'm tempted to think you mentioned working with Flo Kingstone and all those people, and now Amrado. Why him, and how did you link up with him?
Oh, Amrado now is versatile. He's all around, and when it comes to rap, Amrado will give it singing, reggae, everywhere. Amrado is there.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I choose him.
He's very good. Mm. Yeah. So, like, when you wanted, you just picked up or you met him through somebody?
Okay, when I finished the song at the studio, Apia called him.
Okay, Apia, as in Apia, Apia too?
No, Apia on a beat.
Oh, Apia on the beat.
He's currently reading now.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, so he called him and we sent the song to him and said, oh, nice song. So he said he is on campus and he's doing some exams, so
two
to 3 weeks time he'll be down. So
came,
2 to 3 weeks time he came down and we did it.
You put a song together.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I wanted us to play the song. When we come back, I'm sure for most of you who are watching him live on Facebook, you can see what he's wearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
No, you got no problem.
What's the title of this one?
It's called Otenhunu.
Otenhunu.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to Otenhunu by Chairman K featuring Amrado. When we come back, there's more right here on Daybreak Hits.
Daybreak Hits. YK.
Chairman K.
Younger. I'm riding.
Oh, turn me a men for men, pense me. You don't hit me. I don't care. Men pense me. Timpo. Oh, tell who baby. Tell who baby. Jealousy baby. Ensemble baby, ensemble baby, jealousy baby. Si kamenya in na matra mi say dia, eshobo. Ejo mami ye na matra mi say dia, ube suare u. Hey, waiting be your matter. You be mommy water. Tim good am I your brother. Jealousy in our battle. You know be serious. Every day you be curious. Talking about the people who they do hard work to get the money. Go and see your mama. Go and see your papa. Life my hard, so make it up with yourself for trouble. Tell who baby. Jealousy baby. Ensemble baby, ensemble baby, jealousy baby,
younger. Ah, haters gonna hate, that's their fate. They try to bring us down, but we elevate. Ah, me who the negativity they create, it be me they dominate. Who me shares join the cage. So they try to criticize, antagonize. But you force safe for no envy me life. But they con concern, no care, let me vibe. Me nyame do when ya young, come in, me yene guy. See, I'm breaking down the wall, I'm breaking down the floor. They will rush my name, rush it times 44. Me nyame name ken, now one up and me god. Don't tear, send your uncle ready, some 44. See, I they aspire, inspire. Igniting the whole empire. Sitting on the throne with my queen, me with power. I'm a lion, so better with power now or your fire.
Oh, Tehulu, baby. Tehulu, baby. Jealousy, baby. Ensemble, baby. Ensemble, baby. Jealousy, baby.
they do the same job with you. But you want my job go astray. Someday I gonna make it. This year's gonna be my breakthrough. Give me rich, proclaim it. You don't be going to determine my destiny. Enemies gonna jealousy. You can't claim I go pass one and ten. Almighty, they hold me, Charlie. I don't fear and they do my what I'm here and come cold. Man, come pass, I come shed. I feel way me coming in. I can't fool moon, I mean, I'm over the call. Tell who no baby. Tell who no baby. Jealousy, baby. And some who no baby. And some fool baby. Jealousy, baby.
Now I want to ask from our mathematician. Do your students know you sing?
Yeah, they know. Even no, when I came out with Floating Stone and I was not going for interview, they saw me on the internet, YouTube, and when I'm teaching at times and they are, you know, dozing here and there, one will raise the song and all of them will be singing the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, but that's beautiful.
I've even identified you know, some students who are very good, one dance artist, one singer.
Oh.
They will come out very soon, you know. They are very good.
Oh, but that's so cool. I'm just happy to know this, and especially, I mean, collaborating with Amrado. I know it's not easy, but for him to actually listen to the song and say that he would want to be a part of it, I think for you it's a big deal for you.
Yeah.
So I mean, you still in touch with Flo Kingstone and the others?
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, he was recently in Ghana.
Chatting, yeah.
Yes, I think that...
Now, I don't know whether he's chiching from Kosi, or I don't know. He's now busy.
Yes,
yeah, he has run away.
I mean, some people just can't live
here. A couple of my friends, too, they've gone, you know, way back.
Everybody jakpa. You won't jakpa?
No. Hey. That's why I wanted my business to be strong, and it's now stronger.
It's
so
now stronger.
If you see me there, I go and come.
You go and come.
Yeah, I've gone there several times and come.
Oh,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
And I print my books in India too. So when I print there, I go.
You go and, there and then. Oh, that's wonderful. But I think one of these days you should just get into one of the universities there or even the colleges there and just do something. I mean, it wouldn't be bad. It would be surprising to see. Usually you don't see much of black people doing that.
So I
think it would be a good thing for you.
Okay.
But I think that is a process. Now that you're into books and all that, definitely that call will come sometime.
It will definitely come. Yeah.
Hey, I wish I was in school again. I wish I had met you when I was in school.
No, when I teach you maths, you love maths.
Oh, really?
You love it.
Oh, me at the
you
point,
love mathematics.
My teacher was even begging me because I just didn't understand anything.
No, we have way of teaching mathematics. It's not some teachers, they want students to know that they are very good at maths. So they will jump about 2-3 steps. But you go gradually for the student. And
so that they can.
Yeah, they will understand it.
Oh.
And will not fear maths.
I can't even remember
it's
my maths.
It's the easiest subject. When you get a good teacher, you see that it's very easy.
Wow. That's why some of us ventured into reading and writing. Because...
Hello.
reading is more, you know, more difficult than mathematics, because that one you need to memorize.
Mm-hmm.
But maths, you don't have to memorize. One step will lead you to other step. It will lead you till you get your final answer.
I'm sure our listeners will have different opinions.
I know.
They have different opinions. But what's with the heart, though?
Yeah, this one is called Chairman Cup.
Chairman Cup.
When you hold it now, you will disappear.
How?
Yeah, you will disappear. But if you want to touch it, I do some incantations and you can hold it.
You are the only person who can wear it.
Yeah. The only person. And my management, I've done some incantations, so when they touch it, they will not disappear.
But why? Why do you do that?
Because
now I'm surprised that... Hey! And then what should me who?
You don't have to fear, yeah.
Yeah, because I know, you know, a few of the North, they have a bit of this.
Yeah, I intentionally got this one from the North.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because
I told a friend to buy it for me. I even have one. if I had brought it and had entered here, you'd be running. It has white horns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know that one, dear. And yeah. you have some. Wow, but I like the fact there's always a connection with the Ashantis and the Northerners.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not surprised that you have that. So you wear this every time you.
I have different types, about 20 types.
Okay.
So wherever I go, I just do CCC. Take one
and then you wear it. So this, should I say this is your brand?
Yeah, this is my brand. Identity? Yeah, with a traditional
outfit,
yeah.
Okay. And it's her life.
Yeah.
Mm. Which one is that? Wow, I love it. But how, I mean, so far with this song, did you release it recently? This is a brand new one?
Yeah, about a month ago. No, when we released it, we heard back
with the interviews.
For DJs and other people to play for about 3 weeks.
Mm.
Then, no, about 2 weeks, because it's 2 weeks now that I've been in Accra with interviews here and there.
All right.
So when I started interviews, about 2 weeks now, but the song was actually released and about a month now. Cool. And it's on YouTube. The video, very nice video, too, is on YouTube.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm tempted to ask, how many of the headgears do you have?
I have about 20.
Ah.
Different types.
20?
Yeah.
And you're able to wear all of it?
Yeah, I just came from Mass TV. There was a different one. Here in the afternoon, I will go to Joy News. I wear a different one. So wherever I go, I wear a different one.
Mm-hmm. we can't even say much again. Wow, 20 of it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I like the idea.
And I even want more. It's expensive, so you know those who do it.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Because this
is now cow. This one is 1,005.
Wow.
Yeah, and other the one that I'm saying is more than 2,000.
Wow.
So I want to get them quick so that
before they don't. But no, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's just that we women we can't really wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can wear it to fit you with your rap when you are rapping on stage.
I can wear this on my head when I'm rapping on
stage. Yeah, it will be beautiful. Fantastic.
It will show level of seriousness as well.
And people will be extremely accelerating about that.
Chairman K is his name. So have you shot a video for your song?
Very nice video.
Oh, is it out?
Abokai video, yeah.
Abokai video.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
And it's on TV stations here when they play here and there.
Okay, yeah. All right.
When here you play Adum TV,
mm-hmm. Oh yes,
Adum Joy News, Joy Pram Day Pray.
Oh, okay. It, yeah. So that means you're currently, should I say, you're on a media tour sort of?
Yeah, media tour.
Okay. Right, that is good. And we can only wish you all the best. But see, when you come to Accra, just know that this is your family home. Just come through at any time.
Thank you.
We got
Thank
you.
You.
We got you. You. And just keep it going. High life music is one thing that, we're still always going back and forth with it because we feel that it's not well promoted.
Yeah,
we're not doing much of it. So if it's something you have taken up upon yourself to actually push it, I think.
No, now the youth like Afro. So this high life,
You added a little bit of Afro
in there.
So that at least you can...
But my next one will purely high life and you see the by the beat, you know, will be a little piano, I'm a piano, those things in there, yeah.
Okay. Ria, is there anything you would like to ask Chairman K?
Yes. I don't want to disturb you with this whole mathematics thing, but with your background as a teacher and a musician... You know, sometimes we all know education is very important, and like it's one of the mathematics and all the subjects are like one of the basics you need, you know, as a stepping block into life. But you know, sometimes when we are in high school or uni, we have our head in the air like, oh, I want to be a musician. So I don't see the importance of the school and you know all that. So I want to know how you say you've identified some students you want to promote. So how are you helping them with the academics and the music?
Yeah, I gave them a challenge that if they get the list in WASI, at least C or C plus, I'll promote them.
Oh, that's a fair one.
Yeah, C plus.
C plus, B, A. Yeah.
Okay. That makes
so
sense.
From there they started serious academics with, mm-hmm. because music, when you do music, you need to go to school. If you can't go to school, you need to work.
Yeah.
If you don't work alongside music now, mm-hmm. come a do fucking.
You can't use that word. Please retract that word. You can't use that word, please. We're sorry about, we apologize for that. That one there, that one was not part. Or say come a bedo.
Brutal.
So we use come bedo brutal. Yes. So that is it. So
yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, but you're doing well. I mean, when it comes to, especially here in Africa, in Ghana, sometimes when kids want to venture into the performing arts, you know, you hear parents trying to discourage the kids and trying to impose their laws on the kids. And I don't know if you've experienced something like that, where students, parents of, you know, their awards have come to you and say, listen, I don't want my son to do all this music stuff.
Oh, I experienced it when I was in JHS.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. They didn't want me to do music. But when the song was out and I got a little, at least 14 years, some little money was coming, they said,
Go ahead. So it's all about the income, isn't it? All right. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah. Oh, Chairman K. So how do we reach you on social media?
Social media handles is Chairman K Media.
Okay.
Chairman K Media, that is TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Chairman K Media. Mm. But the digital, you just type Chairman K featuring Amrado, you get it there.
And
but talking of Amrado,
platforms.
Talking of Amrado there, in fact, a little problem.
Mm.
You know, we all decided that when the song comes out,
mm-hmm.
I'll promote my part. We shot a YouTube video. I'll promote my part and he to mm-hmm. promote his part. But up to now, I haven't heard from him promoting it.
Don't you think you said he was writing exams?
No, as for that why we did the song about 6 months ago and
maybe you should prompt him, maybe he's
when I released the song a week later I called him and he said they would do it, but I've seen that after that he has done song with couple of artists and he's promoting their music, so I don't know whether I've done something wrong to him or not. I don't understand.
I don't,
because
Amrado is a, I don't know, cool, I personally guy. Know he's a cool person.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, sometimes it becomes a lot, and I see him doing a lot lately too. He's traveling around the world doing all sort of, so I don't know, maybe you should prompt him again. Maybe he's forgotten. And then once that doesn't work, then you know where it's going. I hope I'm
I get it.
Look like him, because we all forget things sometimes. You
know, my problem is, you know, afterwards he has done song with about three artists, he's promoting there. So what have I done? Because he liked the music, he liked the song. He liked the song.
Okay, so you prompting me to prompt him.
Okay.
We are all prompting.
Yeah. I mean, Amrado is a brother, so I'll prompt him and let's see how that will go.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you so much for coming through this morning and joining us here on the show.
We wish you
all the best. And please, when we have any issues with mathematics, we'll call on you.
Okay.
We'll call on you.
I have no problem.
His name is Chairman K, and he was my guest here on Daybreak. It's just go on all digital platforms and stream his music. Also, follow him on social media and go and watch that music video. He said he put in a lot of work for that music video. Go and watch it on YouTube as well and keep his numbers up. Thank you once again, Chairman K. And don't forget, it's still Daybreak. It's here on Hits 103.9 FM. And *281# is the number to dial. Click on number 5, follow the prompt, and do this as many times as you can. And we'll announce our winner by 10 a.m. So remember, dial as many times as you can. And once we're done, we'll definitely announce you as the winner. Ria is here. Koka is also around. And Showbiz Review is up next.
Chairman K, younger, is up here on the beat. I'm riding.
Oh, turn me on. Me found. Me pense me unko. You dey hit me. I don't care. Me pense me timko. Oh, tell who no baby. Tell who no baby. Jealousy baby. And some who no.
sika menye na matra mi say dia e shobo e juma mi e na matra we mi say dia ube sware u eh wetin be your mata mata you be mami water water tin good am I your brother brother jealousy na bado you know be serious. Every day you be curious, talking about the people who they do hard work to get the money. Go ask your mama, go ask your papa. Life not hard, so make you know, put yourself for trouble. Oh, tell who baby, jealousy baby, and some who baby, and some fool baby, jealousy baby,
younger. Haters gonna hate, that's their fate. They try to bring us down, but we elevate. Ha, me who the negativity they create. It be me they dominate, we me shares join the gate. So they try to criticize, antagonize. But you force safe for no envy me life. But they con concern, no care, let me vibe. Me nyame do, when ya yank, come in, I'm a yenny guy. See, I'm breaking down the wall, I'm breaking down the fall. They will wish a mama, name me wish it times 44. Me nyame, name me Ken, I want up and name me God. Don't.
Monkeka, see me body and I'm monkeka. What's your summer, Mombisa? You know me, I'm sure when you went for paper.
Yes, you got Montashi. Too many blessings, Mother Cardi. What the mama wants you to say? Oh, I'm a say, and the abetriant. Wow, awesome, oh, wow, awesome. Oh, time in the hour, awesome. Young, come and go, young, can you see me? And I'm the amapo.
With the echo of voice,
you see and show me.
So can you stay? I know go feature quite me not.
You didn't care.
I know my people, I'm rapping the streets for Nima.
We no play.
Hater, he go take him. Faker, he go feel him. See him on your tuna.
Man, tell the shit with it, run this tune, yeah.
I said this blessing, maybe just one time. Don't you make quite me not my guy.
Time come, our time come. Blessing day, I see you shine.
Wow, awesome, oh, wow, awesome.
It's FA 103.9.
The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Wakeoma and Nafufu are dialing star 712 hash and found no regrets. A side coma investors are a striking gold. A coma health workers are a diagnosing luck with precision. A side coma that tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. They say a coma passionate farmer on also entering containing a joy. A fair to the seamstress or turning a hard end stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, a coma, if you say your next big win is right here.
Dial star 712 hash and join the luckiest winning celebration. From the 1st of July 2024, dial star 712 hash to keep buying tickets as a group, individual, or even as a community. Win loads of cash and prizes in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with star 712 hash. Join the winning streak now.
The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Don't wanna leave your promises.
It's Bernard Mankwa's celebration of his Grace Peace concert, the 17th edition. Theme, Peace Reigns. Let love resound in every heart, a joyful sound, His grace abounds. Forever true, peace reigns in me and you. Come, let's celebrate 17 years of strong harmony. Where love belongs, peace reigns at the celebration of his Grace Peace concert. Performing live, Bernard Mankwa, Dave the Music Box, Selassie Brown, Roderick Ejekum, La Famille, TY Crew, and the present Legends Band. Date, Sunday, September 22nd, 2024. Time, 6 p.m. Venue, National Theatre. Rate, free. Sponsors, InnoLink, Rayroy, New Professionals, Controlite, Innovate, Media Partners, Adom FM, Joy FM, Hits FM, Asempa FM, Adom TV, Joy Prime, 3 Music TV, Onya TV, Onya FM, 3 FM, GH1 TV, Star FM, TV Africa, Peace FM, and OK FM.
Let me see those hands, let me see those hands, let me see those DJ, hands, let me see them, come DJ, on.
DJ. It's about that time.
Get ready for the biggest radio DJ challenge.
Okay.
Get ready for the Hits FM Hottest DJ, the Campus Edition. If you are a DJ from any tertiary school, then prepare. The Hits FM Hottest DJ, coming soon.
Introducing Pick 4 from Game Park Games, the easiest lottery to play and win. Pick 4 numbers from 0 to 9 up to 3 times a day to become one of our daily winners. More moolah, more power. Play online at www.gamepackgames.com or dial *946# to play. Game Park Games is regulated by the National Lottery Authority. Not for persons under 18. Play responsibly. Pick 4 from Game Park Games. More moolah, more power.
Gasaba, gasaba. Smoke from firewood and charcoal is harmful and as damaging to our lungs as cigarettes. It can cause heart diseases leading to stroke and may even affect our eyesight in the long run. Grandmothers, mothers, sisters, wives, men, caterers, and everyone still cooking with charcoal, let's switch to LPG gas. The National Petroleum Authority has introduced the cylinder recirculation model in collaboration with local partners to make gas more accessible in all local communities. Whether you own a cylinder or not, join our CRM initiative. Simply show up at any exchange point near you with a small down payment to receive a filled cylinder or swap your empty one. Regular safety checks will be in place. Say ebisa musa emo gas. Afi die gasaba, gasaba. Switch from firewood and charcoal to gas for a better and healthier life. This message is brought to you by the National Petroleum Authority and the Ministry of Energy.
Manchester, see back. I will call you Bassa. Man, come here.
Messi, Ronaldo. You know, say I be playing. When nobody dance my song, oh.
Banking new music right now.
na na na. Andrew King and this hit on the beat, of course. Check. If your love is a prison, then why don't you lock me for life? I want to remain in your cell phone forever.
FM, this is Daybreak Hits. Star 281 hash, the number to dial to make money for yourself. This one, no questioning. Bia, we're not asking you to do anything. We're just asking you to dial star 281 hash. You click on number 5 out of the radio stations you see there. And when you click that, follow the prompt and be that lucky winner for our quick cash promotion. We will announce our winner before 10, literally at 10. But also, Betway, you are guaranteed to get more chances to play. Now, Betway's Pick Your Prize lets you choose your preferred promotion to make the perfect play every week, from free flights to free spins. Plus, you will also stand a chance to choose your own prize, from vouchers to electronics and the grand prize of an airline ticket. Now, visit betway.com.gh to find out more. Remember, terms and conditions apply. It's regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway, get way more. Yes, we have some conversations also coming up. And you see, are you ready to be the next millionaire in town? Now, Telecel More Money promo is getting exciting. And also remember to join the lucky winners to win 30,000 Ghana cedis in the weekly draws. No matter where you are in the country, what are you waiting for? 1 million Ghana cedis grand prizes are for grabs, and it could be you. Simply just reload your mobile using your Telecel cash wallet and be part of the daily and weekly draws where you could win up to 30,000 Ghana cedis every week. And also purchase data or airtime using your Telecel cash wallet and double your chances. Making payments onto your fixed broadband also gives you a chance to be the next millionaire. The more you reload, the better your chances of winning in the Telecel More Money promo. To opt in for free, just dial star 500 hash or send win to 500 or visit the Telecel Play app. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform. Remember, terms and conditions apply. Telecel, connecting energies. So the Energy Commission and the Ministry of Energy, in collaboration with the Ghana Education Service and the Ghana TVET Service, present the 5th edition of the Energy Commission Senior High School's Renewable Energy Challenge. Now, this challenge aims to develop the research skills of senior high school students and promote technological innovation in renewable energy. Now, competing fiercely in this thrilling competition are the following schools: Obuasi SH TS, St. James Seminary, Ola Girls Senior High School, Hunterman. We also have Pando and Da Bokpa Technical Institute. So join us for the grand finale on Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2024 at the Accra International Conference Center, and catch the live broadcast on Joy News at 9 a.m. This event is proudly supported by GIZ, Ashasi University, Friend Development Agency, VRA and Promacido Ghana, and also media partners Joy News. So yep, just mark the date, 8th of October, and we will bring all that to you as well. Now get ready for an unforgettable night of laughter. It's the New Falls, a comedy special by the King of Impressions, Lexi the Comic, happening on the 28th of September 2024 at the UPSC Auditorium. So join us at 7 p.m. for a night packed with top-notch comedy featuring supporting acts like Foster Romanus, Jacinta, Ojo, General Ntatia, Kojo PJ, Papa Yao, and many more, with Dan Kweku Yeboah as your MC. Tickets are going for 150 cedis only for regular and 250 cedis for VIP. The New Falls Comedy Show is proudly sponsored by AVV Rise, KS Electronicals, Asempafie Graphics, Tylee's. We also have Ken's Homes and Antonio Reyes. Media partners are Joy FM, Joy Prime, Joy TV, Hits FM, and Adum TV or Adum FM. Before you vote, you need to laugh. Don't miss the New Falls on September 28th. And also, remember to get your ticket to be part of this beautiful event by Lexi the Comic. And briefly, I'll just take one interesting one. It says, let's focus on growing our industry rather than the Grammys. I'll just take some opinions from Coca and Rhea, and we can quickly wrap up. Now, Grammy nominee Rocky Dawini has urged Ghanaians to focus more on building up the music industry. Now, in an interview on Daybreak It, he mentioned that investing in the creative environment should be a priority. He also added that staying true to the indigenous way of creating or creativity is the way to go if international recognition is the goal. Good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Rhea and Coca. Who should I start with?
I've been talking, sir. Let Mr. Coca start.
Mr. Coca. Rhea says she has been talking, sir, so I should let you start. No. Rocky Dawini says we should focus on growing our industry rather than the Grammys.
Yeah, I think there's a saying that goes like, raise the child well, and he will not depart from the right. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I believe we want to go to a place where we are not even known. So we should rather make sure we get our arts right. Now, the world knows us to be a high life brand, but we see ourselves as an Afrobeat. We see ourselves as reggae. We see ourselves as dancer. We need to have a core, build it. Then if there are attributes, brands we want to cultivate, gradually we should build it. But we need to build our hard life. We need to get to a point where GTA and Ghana Creative Arts Agency should be able to get a spot, a performance spot for a hard life performance gradually on the Grammy platform. Then be able to define our music, our standard of production, and make it the yardstick. So once we keep going. And once it's a slot that is an advertising component for us, that this is what we bought, that, oh, this year is Rhea who meets the standard we've defined. The way Doreen is going, she qualifies for next year. Then you see it will become a norm. Because if you watch our award schemes, people are producing to suit the award schemes. So we should define our music and everything. And I think if GTA and Creative Arts Agency can get a spot for high life performance gradually, let's say plan for 10 years, would have marketed ourselves and would have created a presence for ourselves. And I believe what Rocky Dawini is saying is perfectly right, because all what we do is we hear, oh, this guy won, So then now let's do his style of music. Oh, this guy has been nominated. Let me feature that person. Let me guess. But what you have forgotten is the person has worked his way to define and sustain the kind of performance or the kind of music the person is producing. So he's on a pedestal and he is not dropping. He just keeps going up. So are you, for how long are you going to feature the person? Do you have the requisite funds as an individual who really don't have a label or but if the state sees it, when we do that, we are increasing our penetration power with our tourism, our creative marketing, and creating a platform for the creative business. And also, within that space, we are bringing inflows of more people to come to the country, where foreign exchange in terms of buying creatives and other things. I always say that this year, the yardstick is the show that just happened.
Beyond the Return.
Chaluwate. Chaluwate has been the yardstick. And if you see the growth in creativity that was transposed to Ogwa in terms of what we do and everything, it will gradually help us. So people will know, oh, this is Ghana. So you investing in the music will not be waste of money. The music returns might not be immediate, but the other supporting components of tourism will be worked. So I think I support exactly what he's saying, that we shouldn't be in a haste of being in Grammys. How long has Grammy been there? Those who started the Grammys. And if you check, the good, wild, marvelous artists, most of them have not even been, have not even won Grammys, but the world knows them. So why are we trying to be where we are not wanted now? Thank you.
Ria.
Okay, for me, I mean, he's not said, not no disrespect to him. Rocky Downey, or Mr. Rocky Downey, is a huge legend here in Ghana and internationally. So I get where he's coming from, but I don't think it is news. Okay, I don't think it is news. This is something that we've been drumming since. Like, pay more attention to the music industry. There are a lot of, I'm not saying that elsewhere there are no loopholes or gaping holes in the industry. There are, but when it comes to Ghana, we still have a lot of work to do when it comes to our music industry. So I get where he's coming from, but we shouldn't also deny the fact that the ultimate achievement in any musician's life is arguably the Grammy Awards. I mean, that's what makes you, like, that's what actualizes you as a artist or as a musician in this world that we live in. Let me just say that. Otherwise, people like Beyonce will not be, you know, battling with other people to get Grammys. People like, I mean, I think now Beyonce is like the woman with the most Grammys in the world. And she's still trying her very best to win album of the year. You get it? Because she's never won that award before. So it adds some kind of credibility to your brand as an artist. So, yes, we have to work on our music industry, but we shouldn't totally put aside the aim of winning a Grammy, because I mean, if it is part of your ambition, you are going to win it. You understand? So me, that's what I feel like. Yes, we should do something about our music industry, but we shouldn't put away the ambition of winning Grammys.
Right.
Yeah, that's mine.
Well, also, happy birthday to Caitlin. That's Senam Agoso from your mom, Peace, Fafa, and brother Cole. We love you dearly. And also, another one says that happy 70th birthday to Mrs. Alice Adai of Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, Dansoman, from Yao Sapong, the husband, children, and the entire family. Yes, we wish you all a happy birthday. I think we don't have much time. Time is over. We are literally done with the show. And let me say a very big thank you to you, Ria and Coca, for always coming through. Listen, when I win that $1 million, I'll give you people $200, $200,000. I'm not greedy.
Amen.
I'll give you $200,000 each. In so God 1 million, trust. If I give 200, I'll take the 800,000.
I really don't care how much
you said. 200,000.
Oh, so I'll take 600,000.
Oh, once I get my share, I'm okay.
Yes, I'll give you.
But I want a tax-free money. So pay the taxes and then
once
give
we're
what
in Ghana,
we'll pay the taxes on the 1 million and you give us what is due us.
Oh, Ghana. So if I give you people 200,000, I'll give Bridash, I'll give him $50,000. I'll give you $50,000. Paul
Ghana cedis. $50,000 Ghana cedis.
Oh, fly, I'll give Fly $50,000.
Hey, the Nima girls will all be.
I'll give Nana Kwan $50,000. You see?
Brand Bridash.
No, just you see, you should believe it because I will win that $1 million. Believe it.
By the way you've tied your hair, how can even the money come?
A very big thank you to the crew, to the team, Mr. Haglan and Akwame Labi, Fly Nima Boy, Paul Fidelis. Thank you so much. Thank you, DJ Bridash. And thank you to you who always tune in to make time to listen to Daybreak Hits here on Hits 103.9 FM. Very big thank you to our amazing sponsors as well. Betway, you always get way more with Betway. Echo Bank, a better way, a better Africa. Soccer Bet, MTN, everywhere you go. Akono Sweet Ginger, feel the heat. Cowbell Coffee, with you every moment. And also we have Franco Trading Enterprise, Till Phone, Papa Pafi, and Calabash Festival. Thank you for making time this morning. My name is Doreen Avio on Facebook, on X, and on TikTok is Doreen Avio, and on Instagram is Doreen_Avio. Thank you so much for listening to me this morning. And the show continues with DJ Bridash. More music right here on the show. Until then, bye and have a wonderful day. And of course, a good weekend as well.
You done.
Hey, get on, Dre. Brand, yeah, me tisu ya, yeah. Me yami di my dance, yeah. Me si daddy for half of my life, cooking up militante. Timi ni mi huwa daje. My brain si mi penu, yeah. Tini mi punk up and tell me God to send. Send me to my mind racing. Some bridges are burnt, it's the boys pee. Wanna back see and go see a girl. Die we forward and back in the van. Now ya murder your heart and no shoes in the gun. No smoke in the ups in my side, me liver. So I pray for you guys.
Pomodin as a poku fama. I cannot front in the amistry. Dan won't miss so I didn't subram a dama. I say lada. Uno sooner we see father. Study climb as years ago. Next year that's afraid, been on so I took a former. Namasia, I mean crabby, I'm a super mini. As a matras, no, I put yellow in. I'm coming to them cry, me cook so tra. I don't say this why we be singing no dana. I didn't drama my former, it's yamasi. Copy as it be for the family. Don't see I know about my bones, yeah, but nobody knows. I know what you're doing. Same person, yeah, me, I just about it. Cremo, I also want to make credo if I tremble for a rubashana. I still say, but so come soon, soon, man. So I refuse as I'm with a demon through sign. As soon as I me a PSA, would you part to show me two bones? I make a no lie. Cremo, only be a damn fool, mama. Same purpose, I am here about dainty man in you.
interested. Body with a good mind, girl, I'm attracted. Girl, you need a fine skin, got my attention. Oh, come and ride it with me, my jet ski, yeah. Love me, baby, you want this. Me, I go to give you what you want, regardless. Girl, I'm in love, I don't wanna regret this. Pull up on your block, baby, girl, you end up, yeah. Pull up, though, I'ma make a loud, I'm like, pull up, though. I'ma make a shout, I'm like, pull up, though. I'ma make a loud, I'm like, pull up, though. Pull up, though. She let go. I'ma grab me something like you love them. I'ma grab my eyes and I pick you there. I'ma grab my eyes and I pick you there. Pick you there. I can't deny, you really got me singing. Holy Father, I'm love, I put it all in the soul. I'm trading off for the night, the loving that make my heart, yeah. Feeling you day and night.